mass shootings, political violence, school safety, they're front of mind for many Americans following a spate of horrific high-profile attacks. NPR's Juliana Kim spoke to gun violence researchers to put the recent shootings in context.
There's no universal definition for a mass shooting, so data can vary based on the victim count, location, motive. Still, most experts agree that mass shootings in the U.S. have increased steadily over the past 50 years.
They became more frequent over time.
That's Garen Wintemute. He leads the Centers for Violence Prevention at the University of California, Davis. He says the shootings have also gotten deadlier.
The maximum number of people killed and injured in a mass shooting grew over time.
He adds that most mass shootings don't resemble the attacks that dominate national headlines. Rather,
most mass shootings have some connection to domestic violence.
School shootings are also far more common now, according to David Reedman. He's a researcher who tracks instances in which a gun is fired or brandished on K-12 school property.
We went from having in the neighborhood of about 20 to 50 shootings on campus per year from the 1960s through the mid-2010s. That grew to more than 100 in 2018.
Then, as schools reopened during the COVID-19 pandemic,
it grew to 350 shootings on campus.
Overall, only a small share of K-12 schools face gun-related instances each year, says Reedman. And the trend is slowly declining from its peak in 2023. Lately, there's also been a rise in political violence, according to experts. Wintemute from UC Davis says most Americans reject political violence, but that isn't necessarily the case for those driven by racism or xenophobia.
We found that each of them was very, very strongly associated with political violence.
Wintemute's research also suggests there are ways to curb political violence. He conducted a survey last year asking if people would participate in a U.S. civil war. A small number of respondents said they would. But of that group, nearly half said they could be convinced to change their mind.
We know that pressure from family can make a big difference.
He says friends and respected public figures can also have sway. Juliana Kim, NPR News.